Welcome back to Cozy One Podcast. This is Self-Correcting Teens Are Easier. This is episode 10. Yes, episode 10 for Cozy One Podcast. Happy New Year. Hope it was good. Hope it's starting out good. Hope you're having a good day off, of course. We cannot be everywhere with our kids, okay? Clearly, you know that. I know that. We know that. Our teens have access to more things than we would like them to have access to, and teens who know how to manage their own behaviors are more relaxed. Independent thinkers are teens who can balance what's expected of them as well as the things that they want to do. So focusing on tasks, controlling their attitudes, being mindful of their time, being mindful of what needs to get done in the day so you don't have to be on top of them, micromanaging, and just being annoying. Because I tell the girls all the time, do what you're supposed to do, and I promise you I won't bother you. I'll be quiet. You could do and go about your business, okay? But it's really when you don't do what you're expected to do where I have to say something and I have to repeat myself. And if I have to repeat myself, I'm more annoyed. Now, this episode, I'm going to go down the main things that make a self-correcting teen easier to raise, easier to guide. Because there are five major things that we have to be mindful of as parents to make sure we have a self-correcting teen, okay? So as a parent, we want our teens to have these five things, okay? One, self-awareness. Two, confidence. Three, integrity. Four, self-control. And five, courage, okay? If our teens have these things, they will grow into well-rounded young people, well-rounded young adults. If they do not have these things, it's going to be a struggle every step of the way. So, for number one, self-awareness, it means your teenager knows who they are. They know what they're good at. They know what they're not good at. They know when to leave. They know when to stay. They know who to hang out with. They know their limits. And they know when to say no. And if they know those things, technically, you would think they would be more responsible. Technically, you would think they will be very aware of their surroundings, and they should have a good filter system of who are their friends, who they are not supposed to be around, etc. Number two, confidence. That's being willing to be the only one doing the correct thing, doing what's right for themselves, instead of doing what's popular and being sure about themselves. So that's all within confidence. And all of us should hope that our teens have confidence. Number three, integrity. Meaning no matter if someone cares or not, you're going to do what's correct. No matter if someone saw you or not, you're going to do what's correct. Do the right thing. Be trustworthy. You'll get more opportunities. Number four, self-control.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
No matter your mood, you keep your composure. Stay respectful, stay calm, respect yourself, respect other people, and respect their boundaries. Because if you do that, people are more inclined to do that, but everyone will not do that. And authority figures are less likely to bother you, push you, or have you in situations where things can escalate. Number five, courage. Meaning no matter how scared you are, no matter how scared you get, you still have the willpower to push forward. You still are willing to try, and you still are willing to repeat something you possibly failed at. I think with all of these five things, you'll have a well-rounded teenager. You'll have a better idea of what your child might do in situations, and your anxiety will be lower. Your frustration will be lower. Your worrying will be lower. And when you have a kid that knows these expectations that you have of them, it allows you the space to have a level of peace that all parents who have teenagers want. I hope this helped you. If it helped you, please pass it along to another parent. But these are some character traits that we need to make sure our teens have or that our teens are working on. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls. This is Cozy Womb Podcast. This was a quick one, but a good one. Peace. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this show and enjoy this episode. I know I'm dropping gems for y'all. I know I am, because that's just what I do. I appreciate every listen and every download and every share. So if you see me clipping on social media, share that shit, because I appreciate it. Speaking of sharing, not only are you supporting this podcast, but you're supporting all the other podcasts that I do that can be found on shambipodden.com. That is a website where I put everything that I'm working on, whether it's books, whether it's merch, whether it's links to support me or support the people who support me. It can be found on that website. Also, there is a monthly, I want to say it's like a newsletter, but it's not really a newsletter because I'm not emailing y'all with y'all spam emails that y'all don't even check anyway. But if you want any updates regarding podcasting tips or what I have going on, every month I give a updated, detailed what's going on with me info on that website. I also blog on that website, so I might create different articles on that website. Sharing those links helps support me. So if you're looking to support me, do that. I also do other podcasts that can be found on there. Each podcast has their own page. I am working on a lot of other collaborations this year, and you can find me on some people's live shows this year. You know, just staying busy. Shambi Podden, okay? You can email me about business, okay? My email can be found on that website, because I know how some people get, okay? I am here to create and to share knowledge. That is what I do. Everyone around me is great. Therefore, if you listen to me, you are searching for greatness, and I appreciate you. I hope you enjoy the show, and don't forget to follow me, add me, and check out Shannon Pods on YouTube. Sometimes I do video record my episodes, but not all the time, because I'm just not that girl. My audience is not on YouTube, but I know some people like the YouTube spaces. But back to the show.